Choose Health with holistic health life coach Linda LaCoux, offering you advice to choose a lifestyle that benefits your body and your mind. Insights that help you choose health.
Let's talk about the gallbladder. Gallbladder removal is one of the most common surgeries in North America. Every year, more than 500,000 people in the United States and more than 50,000 people in Canada undergo surgery to remove their gallbladder because of gallstones. Approximately 80% of all gallstones show no symptoms and may remain silent for years. Once these symptoms arise, they can persist and increase in frequency. The most common triggers for gallbladder attacks are caffeine, chocolate, eggs, dairy products, especially ice cream, and greasier deep-fried foods. Now, the symptoms you have may include upper right quadrant abdominal discomfort or sharp pain. It can be gas or fullness after a heavy meal. The pain can also spread up to the chest, shoulder, neck, and back. In addition to these symptoms, stones expelled from the gallbladder during contraction may become lodged within the bile duct, which leads to infection of the bile duct or even the gallbladder as well. So, different approaches to gallbladder problems in conventional medicine can carry unwanted risks. The most common treatment, surgery, has as many as 10% of patients coming out of surgery with stones remaining in the bile ducts, according to the U.S. National Institute of Health. Bile duct injury is another risk, according to the Society of American Gastrointestinal Endoscopy Surgeons. So, what can you do to either prevent or try to help your gallbladder? Well, keeping away from certain foods can help. Avoiding fatty or fried foods and limiting alcohol on a regular basis is a really good idea. Sweeteners, sugar, and refined carbohydrates, things like, you know, high fructose corn syrup and refined sugars, like those found in cookies, soda, and snack foods. Cookies and soda and snack foods are all good things to avoid anyway, regardless of whether or not you're having a gallbladder issue. Processed foods and canned foods can also have additives that make it harder for the gallbladder to do its work. White flour foods and things like bread, pasta, and many desserts and processed snacks or high-fat foods can also cause the gallbladder to have a lot of problems doing its work and processing the things that it needs to in your body. So, what does the gallbladder really do? Well, let's go ahead and take a look at that. The gallbladder is a small, hollow organ where bile is stored and concentrated before it's released into the small intestine. See, you've got acid in your stomach that is breaking down your food, but before that can go into the small intestine, it has to be neutralized, otherwise you're going to burn the lining of your intestines. So bile helps release that and neutralizes that acid, so when your food hits your small intestine, it doesn't burn the insides of your intestines. The bile from the gallbladder also helps digest fats, but the gallbladder itself is considered by science not an essential organ. So removing it in an otherwise healthy individual can typically cause no observable problems. However, due to the fact that you have to eat a specific diet after having your gallbladder removed, it really does change how your gastric system functions for the rest of your life. So it's a very good idea to try and keep it healthy. Maintaining a healthy diet and weight goes along with keeping your gallbladder and everything in your body healthy. So eating a well-balanced diet with fruits, veggies, lean meats, and fiber, foods that are particularly good for the gallbladder are going to be things like fresh, fiber-rich fruits and vegetables. Some great ones are avocados, cranberries, berries, grapes, cucumbers, beets, and broccoli. A personal favorite of mine, bell peppers, and also oranges, which are high in fiber and vitamin C, which, if lacking, can actually contribute to gallstones. So you want to make sure you have a decent amount of natural vitamin C in your diet. Pectin-rich fruits, such as apples, strawberries, and citrus, can also help. Radishes are a really terrific option because they increase bile flow. But those already suffering from gallbladder problems shouldn't eat too many of them. Lean meat, fish, and poultry. So the least fatty cuts are the loins or the rounds, and any type of fish, pork, lamb, skinless chicken, those are also really good choices. You do really want to pay attention to the fat content in any type of food, mainly because one of the jobs that the bile from the gallbladder has is helping your body break down fat. So if you overload it with too many fatty foods, your gallbladder is essentially working overtime and is going to have a really big problem. Caffeinated coffee and certain amounts of alcohol, moderate, like two drinks or one drink per day, can actually reduce the risk of gallstones. caffeine from sources other than coffee, such as tea and soda, has not been shown to be beneficial at all. And of course, just like anything else, make sure you drink plenty of water. Hydration is essential for maintaining the proper amount of water in the bile. Research tells us that there are... Thank you for joining us today, and I hope that this information will help you choose health for your gastrointestinal system and your gallbladder in your future.
This has been Choose Health with Linda LaCoques. Linda is a certified holistic health coach, bend instructor, and personal trainer with Life Support Holistic Health in Cookeville. She's available for your questions on Facebook and online at lifesupporthh.com.